I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An Iranian nuclear scientist was killed last Friday after a bullet struck his car. Iran has reacted with outrage, blaming Israel for the killing. But Mike Ansari of Hartra, Iran, says most Iranians have a different perspective.
Social media posts are not mournful. It is the opposite. Iranians are concerned that their leaders are spending a great deal of money in building a robust security apparatus across the country, while a large cross-section of average Iranians are living below the poverty line. These people feel the root of poverty, misery, and troubles reside in the anti-Western rhetoric of Islamic ruling elite.
Meanwhile, the church in Iran continues to grow. Please pray God will continue to bless Iran through his people there. And Kenyan schools have set to resume classes for all ages on January 4th. However, COVID-19 requirements mean the road ahead is far from easy. Schools will need to install hand washing stations, provide hand sanitizer, and ensure students remain socially distanced. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope explains why these regulations are so difficult for most schools.
The government is putting these requirements on the schools, but they're not offering financial assistance to help them implement these new regulations. So this is putting our schools into quite a predicament.
Kenya Hope plans to help schools meet requirements where they can. Mueller asks for prayer for the communities, schools, and families the ministry works with. Find your place in the story, give and pray for Kenya Hope at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.